Market Monster. Good evening and welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic and business news of the day. I am Anubha Rohatgi with my co-anchor Nikhil Kumar.
नमस्कार. मार्केट मंथ में आज के अंक में आप सभी का स्वागत है. कार्यक्रम में हमेशा की तरह देश और दुनिया की चुनी हुई आर्थिक, कारोबारी और शेयर बाजार से जुड़ी खबरें लेकर हम हाजिर हैं और इन खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए आज स्टूडियो में हमारे साथ हैं वरिष्ठ आर्थिक पत्रकार सुषमा रामचंद्रन. सुषमा जी, कार्यक्रम में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है.
धन्यवाद.
और सबसे पहले हेडलाइंस के साथ हैं अनुभा.
थैंक यू निखिल. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes on making India a global leader in manufacturing semiconductor production. Domestic markets remain closed today due to holiday, but Asian markets end strong. And Brent crude oil price hover around $80 amid demand concerns and U.S. rate cut optimism.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने भारत को विनिर्माण और सेमीकंडक्टर उत्पादन में वैश्विक प्रमुख बनाने पर जोर दिया. घरेलू शेयर बाजार अवकाश के कारण आज बंद रहे और एशियाई बाजार बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए. और बढ़ती मांग की चिंताओं तथा अमरीका में ब्याज दरों में कटौती की उम्मीद के बीच ब्रेंट कच्चे तेल की कीमत लगभग $80 प्रति बैरल के आसपास.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded the belief that India will become Viksit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles if the 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort this morning on the occasion of the 78th Independence Day, Mr. Modi said his government has brought many reforms with the policy of Nation First. Prime Minister Modi said his government is committed to reforms, not for praise or compulsions, but for strengthening the country. He pointed out that there is an advanced system in place in every sector, whether it is tourism, MSMEs, education, health, transport, agriculture or any other sector. He added that India wants to lead by bringing world's best practices forward. He opined that every sector requires modernization, advancement and connectivity with technologies. The Prime Minister added that his government is getting new support due to its policies in all sectors. Mr. Modi pointed out that many reforms have been taken to strengthen the banking sector. He added that because of this, Indian banks have today made their place among the leading banks of the world. He noted that when banks are strong, the strength of the formal economy also increases. The Prime Minister outlined India's commitment to become a global leader in semiconductor production, aiming to reduce dependency on imports and enhance technological sufficiency. He said that his government gave the mantra for vocal for local. He expressed happiness that vocal for local has become a new mantra and every district has started taking pride in its produce. He said one district, one product has become popular among people. However, he expressed concern over the recent surge in natural disasters. He expressed his sympathies to those affected and assured them that the nation is by their side through these challenging times. Sushma, the Prime Minister's speech today on Independence Day, the theme of his speech was a Viksit Bharat by 2047. And he spoke about various, you know, issues among this. He spoke about Skill India.
Yes.
He spoke about making India the manufacturing hub. He spoke about, you know, how we should be increasing our semi-production, semiconductor production.
Mm-hmm.
So, how would you analyze his speech from the economic point of view, from the point of view of the, you know, what he presented or what he addressed in terms of the economic reforms and various things that he talked about?
Well, you know, during the day, people, newspapers and channels analyze the speech of the Prime Minister. It's a very important speech on Independence Day. And I think one One channel has said that there were 20 points in the speech relating to the economy. And you have outlined some of them, that is tourism, MSMEs, etc., etc. So the most important thing, I think, is the overall overarching one, yes, regarding reaching the situation of a developed country, jo viksit Bharat ki baat karte hain, by 2047. This is a goal that we are definitely trying to achieve. We are right now an emerging economy. But even so, our growth rate is the highest in the world, the highest for any major economy. For last year it was 8%. Even the first quarter of this year has been very good. So we are hoping to continue this pace of progress and ensure that we become a developed economy. But then the Prime Minister, of course, outlined certain key sectors. Now, he talked especially about, for instance, MSMEs, yes, and the need for giving support to this sector. And the government has already, outlined several packages of support for
the budget this year also has laid.
The budget this year has also laid focus on MSMEs. Now, MSMEs are what we tend to use the acronym. They are medium and small enterprises. These are the small businesses that are dotted throughout the country, and they have a very huge employment potential. As it is, they employ a large number of the organized sector working force and even the unorganized sector. So during COVID, this was a sector that had a lot of problems. They closed down a lot of their units. So then the government had come out with a credit package, and then they came out with a second credit package to ensure that these companies were able to get assistance from the banking sector. So the MSME sector is now on the path to recovery. The other sector that he talked about, of course, which is very important, is agriculture. Now, agriculture had been showing slightly lower growth rate for the last 2 years, but it has picked up. And as far as exports is concerned, and I think the finance minister also mentioned that in her speech, she talked about the fact that there is great potential for agricultural exports. As it is, marine exports are a very large segment of our export basket. Yes. And in the budget, the finance minister had given several incentives and for new schemes for the aquaculture sector, for prawns and things like that. So there are other related areas of agriculture apart from, of course, fruits and vegetables, yes, and grains that everybody knows that we are exporting.
सुषमा, आज के अगर प्राइम मिनिस्टर की स्पीच की हम बात करें, उन्होंने मेड इन इंडिया पर जोर दिया, खासतौर पे चिप सेमीकंडक्टर बनाने के लिए काफी जोर दिया. उनका ये कहना कि इंडिया को इसमें लीड पर ले जाना है, काफी आगे बढ़ाना है कि उत्पादन ऐसा हो कि हम अपनी हर छोटी बड़ी चीज जो भी है उसमें भारत में बनी हुई चिप का इस्तेमाल करें. ये बड़े पैमाने पर इन्वेस्टमेंट की भी बात है और इससे रोजगार का सृजन भी होगा. किस तरह से देखते हैं आप इससे?
ये बहुत बड़ी चीज है जिसको हम चिप्स कहते हैं. वो जिसका हम सुनते हैं तो समझते हैं कि ये बहुत मामूली सी चीज है, लेकिन चिप्स को एक सेमीकंडक्टर, जैसे आपने कहा, इसको चिप्स कहते हैं क्योंकि बहुत छोटा सा पतला सा एक चीज है जिसमें बहुत सारी इलेक्ट्रॉनिक इन्फॉर्मेशन डेटा होता है. जो चिप होता है, हर एक इलेक्ट्रॉनिक डिवाइस में ये चिप्स जरूरी होते हैं. सिलिकॉन वेफर्स भी कहते हैं, सेमीकंडक्टर्स भी कहते हैं इनको. लेकिन इनको बनाना बहुत आसान नहीं है और इनके लिए बहुत ज्यादा इन्वेस्टमेंट चाहिए. लेकिन इसके शुरुआत हमारे देश में हो गई है. जैसे प्रधानमंत्री ने कहा, उन्होंने एक बहुत बढ़िया प्रोडक्शन लिंक्ड इंसेंटिव स्कीम, पेला स्कीम जो होती है, वो उन्होंने शुरू की है. रिस्पॉन्सेज आए हैं, फॉरेन कंपनीज भी आई हैं, डोमेस्टिक कंपनीज भी आई हैं. इसमें, जैसे मैंने कहा, इन्वेस्टमेंट की बहुत ज्यादा जरूरत है और इसमें काफी सारे एस्पेक्ट्स होते हैं. एक तो डिजाइन होता है ये चिप्स का, एक मैन्युफैक्चर होता है, एक असेंबली होता है. तो इसमें अलग अलग सेक्टर्स के लिए आपको अलग अलग इन्वेस्टमेंट्स चाहिए. एक बहुत अच्छी बात है कि जो डिजाइन फैक्टर है चिप्स के लिए, हमारे देश में सबसे ज्यादा इसमें टैलेंट है. डिजाइन इंजीनियरिंग का जो टैलेंट है हमारे देश में ही है. तो शुरुआत से बिल्कुल, जैसे डिजाइन सेक्टर से हम बिल्कुल वी शुड बी एबल टू ग्रो वेरी फास्ट.
उन्होंने इंडस्ट्री 4.0 का भी जिक्र किया है. हाँ. एक नया आह्वान किया है कि नए तरीके से नए जमाने की नई चीजों को हम तैयार करेंगे और लोगों के सामने लेकर के आएंगे. इससे क्या उम्मीदें नजर आती हैं आपको?
जी जैसे मैंने आपको कहा, हमारे पास ये इंजीनियरिंग की टैलेंट है, कंप्यूटर इंजीनियरिंग की टैलेंट है, डिजाइन कंप्यूटर वगैरह, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस की जो पूल ऑफ जैसे इंजीनियर्स जो है, स्किल सेट्स जो है, हमारे देश में बहुत सारे लोग हैं. और उनकी बात बिल्कुल ठीक है, अगर हम नहीं कर सकते तो कौन कर सकता है. हमारे देश में इतने लोग हैं जिन्होंने इस सेक्टर में क्वालिफाई किया है. हमारे देश से लोग अमेरिका जाते हैं, यूके जाते हैं, सब जगह जाते हैं. और अगर आप देखें बड़ी बड़ी टेक कंपनीज, उनके जो चीफ एग्जीक्यूटिव हैं हमारे देश के ही हैं. गूगल के सुंदर पिचाई हैं, माइक्रोसॉफ्ट के सत्या नडेला हैं. तो ये सारी जो बड़ी बड़ी टेक कंपनीज हैं, इसमें भारतीय लोग हैं. और अब ये लोग वापस इंडिया में आके अपने कंपनीज, अपनी और तरीके की स्टार्टअप्स करना चाहते हैं और करेंगे भी. और जैसे प्रधानमंत्री ने कहा, आफ्टर दैट वी शुड बी एबल टू डू इंडस्ट्री 4.0.
You know, you're talking about foreign investment, you're talking about companies coming to India to invest. So the Prime Minister also made a very important point here. He, you know, called on the state governments to establish clear policies to attract investments, offer assurances of good governance and ensure confidence in the law and order situation. So he's also telling the states, you know, that we are doing our bit. The center is doing its bit by, you know, formulating policies. But ultimately, the implementation happens at the state level. So he's also called on the state governments, you know, to improve their infrastructure, to provide all the facilities for the companies to come and invest in India.
So there are two aspects to this. Number one is, as far as the ease of doing business is concerned, a lot of the bureaucratic procedures and regulations, red tape, has been reduced or eliminated from the side of the central government, the central government regulations, etc. But the problems now remain for entrepreneurs, for industry at the state level, state government procedures, even not even state level, you will find at the city level, municipal level, regulatory issues. So these need to be resolved, and this has been talked about. Some states, of course, are doing very well because you know, companies want to go to states like whether it is Telangana, Tamil Nadu, and Karnataka or Gujarat, Maharashtra. These are the states where a lot of investment is flowing in. Of course, that's, as I said, the two things in this. The other thing is that it's really a very good thing. The Prime Minister has talked about this. States should be competing amongst each other to offer, you know, that this is, we have facilities, come here. I mean, recently you might have heard that there was a tussle between Maharashtra and Gujarat over establishment of a semiconductor plant, and there was a lot of heartburn that it had gone to one particular state. Now, the fact that both states are vying for it, both are offering the best incentives, I think that is something that is desirable. The more that the states make investments easier for investors, foreign investors, domestic investors, the more manufacturing projects will come up in these states. So this competitive federalism, as it were, is very much required.
सुषमा भी आपने मैन्युफैक्चरिंग की बात की, तो डिफेंस सेक्टर का भी प्राइम मिनिस्टर ने जिक्र किया. खासतौर पर उन्होंने ये बात कही कि आज हम निर्यात अधिक मात्रा में कर रहे हैं, और एक वो दौर था जब हमने आयात बहुत किया है, और इसमें जो छोटी कंपनीज, खासतौर पर जो एमएसएमईज हैं, उनका और स्टार्टअप्स का बहुत बड़ा योगदान है, उसको आगे बढ़ाने की बात उन्होंने कही है. इससे क्या संभावनाएं आपको नजर आती हैं?
देखिए, ये उनकी बात बिल्कुल ठीक है. हाल ही में मैंने इसके बारे में पढ़ा था कि एक जमाने में, जैसे वो कहा, हम ज्यादातर इम्पोर्ट करते थे. अभी भी हम इम्पोर्ट करते हैं, हम रशिया से करते हैं, अमेरिका से, कई देशों से हम इम्पोर्ट एडवांस्ड इक्विपमेंट करते हैं. लेकिन जो जब से ये मेड इन इंडिया का जो ये सिस्टम शुरू किया है और इतनी सारी कंपनीज आ गई हैं, तो हम अब आर्म्स एक्सपोर्टर हो गए हैं, और ग्लोबली मेरे ख्याल हम काफी टॉप 10 में आर्म्स एक्सपोर्टर्स में हैं. तो ये बहुत बड़ा बदलाव है. और जैसे आपने कहा, स्टार्टअप्स इसमें बहुत ज्यादा आ गए हैं, और वो हाई टेक्नोलॉजी में आ गए हैं, जैसे स्पेस वगैरह में आए हैं, लेकिन डिफेंस में भी ये स्टार्टअप्स इस एरिया में आए. और ये शुरुआत तभी हुई जबकि डिफेंस सेक्टर उन्होंने ओपन कर लिया प्राइवेट सेक्टर को. पहले तो यही था कि भाई सिर्फ पब्लिक सेक्टर करेगी, अब उन्होंने ओपन कर दिया और फिर सारे जो नॉर्म्स थे वो लिबरलाइज कर दिए और इसके बाद स्टार्टअप्स भी आ गए. तो ये जो पॉलिसी एनवायरमेंट का ठीक करना, जो पॉलिसी रिफॉर्म्स आए हैं, इसकी वजह से ये हुआ है.
अभी इसमें स्पेस स्टेशन की भी बात कही गई है कि इंडिया का अपना स्पेस स्टेशन होना चाहिए. हालांकि सोचने में आसान तो नहीं लगता है, लेकिन फिर भी ये बात कहना कि हम बना सकते हैं अपने आप में एक क्षमताओं को दर्शाने वाली बात है.
नहीं, आफ्टर ऑल हमने कभी ये थोड़ी सोचा था कि हमारा कोई सैटेलाइट मून तक जाएगा, चांद तक जाएगा, लेकिन गया. हम तो मार्स तक भी गए हैं. तो ये तो ऐसे हमने कभी सोचा नहीं था कि हमारे भी सैटेलाइट्स इतनी दूर तक जाएंगे, चांद तक, मार्स तक, लेकिन जा रहे हैं. और ये इसमें काफी सारा इंडिजिनस कैपेबिलिटी है. और उस आपने भी पढ़ा होगा, इसके बारे में बहुत लिखा गया है कि जितना जितना खर्चा अमेरिका ने किया है उसका शायद 1/10 और हमने इंडिया ने किया है, क्योंकि बहुत कम पैसों में हमने ये सारा काम किया है, क्योंकि इंडिजिनस कैपेबिलिटी इस्तेमाल की है.
सुषमा, सिंस वी टॉकिंग अबाउट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर शेयरिंग हिज विजन फॉर विकसित भारत बाय 2047 एंड ही आउटलाइंड अ लॉट ऑफ एरियाज विच यू नो वेयर इंडिया हैज यू नो रियली अचीव्ड अ लॉट, यू नो अचीव्ड अ लॉट. बट मूविंग फॉरवर्ड, व्हाट आर द चैलेंजेस दैट यू सी दैट द गवर्नमेंट has to, you know, the steps that the government should be taking to make things even more easier and for the for India to achieve that kind of economic progress that the Prime Minister is looking at?
I think I already talked about that. I think ease of doing business is number one, because we still do not have an environment which is, you know, we think, of course, we feel that we have done a lot, and we have definitely in terms of reforms, we have dismantled a lot of regulatory procedures. But as I said, even still at the state level, at the municipal level, at the city level, all these issues still remain. And so, and we also have to remember, though, while we have been doing it, other countries are also changing their investment climate and environment. Now, at a time when companies are shifting from China to other countries, they're looking for other countries, and some have come here. Apple, for instance, has come here. But other smaller countries like Vietnam and Indonesia are attracting a lot of that investment because they have opened up their foreign investment rules and regulations, and they have made things easier. So we have to compare ourselves now, not with ourselves in the past, but we have to compare ourselves with these countries, you know, with their investments.
Sushma, Prime Minister ki speech mein zyadatar focus jo raha technology par raha, ki hum technology ko jitna zyada advance karenge aur adopt karenge utna hamare liye फायदेमंद होगा. तभी उन्होंने 6G की भी बात कही. उन्होंने ये भी कहा कि 5G की तरह 6G में भी भारत एक अग्रणी देश बनकर उभरेगा. और उन्होंने बिल्कुल सीधे तौर पर यह कहा कि जब टैलेंट भारत में है तो प्रोडक्शन भी भारत में होना चाहिए, जिसमें हम ये मान सकते हैं कि इन्वेस्टमेंट भी बड़ी मात्रा में भारत आएगा और जो रोजगार भी बढ़ाएगा.
हाँ, बिल्कुल. नहीं, हम इसी बात पर बात कर रहे थे कि सेमीकंडक्टर्स में डिजाइन टैलेंट है, टेलीकॉम में भी यही है, टेलीकॉम कंप्यूटर्स में भी हमारा इंजीनियरिंग टैलेंट हमारे देश में है. और ये इसको इसका फायदा लेके मेरे ख्याल में हम बहुत जल्दी 6G पे पहुंच जाएंगे.
और कार्यक्रम में आगे बढ़ते हैं. सार्वजनिक अवकाश के कारण आज घरेलू शेयर बाजार बंद रहे. बाजार में कल यानी शुक्रवार से कारोबार फिर शुरू होगा. वहीं बाजार बुधवार को उतार चढ़ाव के चलते मामूली बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए. बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का सेंसेक्स 149 अंक यानी 0.19% बढ़कर 79,105 पर बंद हुआ. वहीं निफ्टी भी 5 अंकों की मामूली बढ़त के साथ 24,143 पर रहा. सूचना मार्केट की शेयर बाजार की हम बात करें तो थोड़ा सा उतार चढ़ाव वाला अभी तक के 3-4 दिन का कारोबार रहा है. जैसे पिछले वीक में हमने एक बड़ा सा बदलाव देखा हमारे मार्केट में, लेकिन अब धीरे धीरे वो ट्रैक पर आता हुआ दिख रहा है. तो कल की क्या उम्मीदें की जा सकती हैं?
देखिए, जो कल जैसे बुधवार की बात करें तो कल थोड़ा सा फ्लैट था. उससे पहले बिल्कुल बेरिश ट्रेंड था, बिल्कुल मार्केट्स गिर गई थी. मेरे ख्याल में रिकवरी धीरे धीरे हो जाएगी, कल से शुरुआत होगी. लेकिन अभी भी प्रॉफिट टेकिंग का सीजन है, और क्योंकि मार्केट बहुत जल्दी उभर के आई थी, बढ़ती हुई हमने देखी है, बुलिश ट्रेंड इतना ज्यादा था, तो हो सकता है थोड़ी बहुत प्रॉफिट टेकिंग हो. पर मेरे ख्याल मार्केट्स अभी रिकवरी फेज में,
रिकवरी मोड में ही रहेगा. चलिए आगे बढ़ते हैं. एशियाई बाजार आज बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए। चीन के शंघाई कंपोजिट और सिंगापुर के स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स में 0.9% की बढ़ोतरी दर्ज की गई। जापान का निक्केई 0.8% बढ़ा और हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग लगभग सपाट बंद हुआ। दक्षिण कोरिया का शेयर बाजार आज अवकाश के कारण बंद रहा। यूरोपीय बाजारों की हम बात करें तो अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक दिन के कारोबार में तीनों प्रमुख सूचकांकों में बढ़त का रुख देखने को मिला। जर्मनी का डेक्स 0.4% बढ़ा, लंदन का फुटसी 0.1% के लाभ में था और फ्रांस का कैक लगभग बिना किसी बदलाव के कारोबार कर रहा था।
Moving on to US markets, US markets closed higher yesterday as the latest inflation data reassured investors that the Federal Reserve would start cutting US interest rates next month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 243 points or 0.6% to close at 40,008. The Nasdaq Composite gained 5 points to close at 17,193. And the S&P 500 rose 21 points or 0.4% to close at 5,455. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq ended higher for the fifth straight session. The latest U.S. consumer price data released earlier on Wednesday reinforced expectations that the Fed would start interest rate cuts in September. U.S. consumer prices rose moderately in July and the annual increase in inflation slowed to below 3% for the first time since early 2021. A day earlier, softer than expected producer prices data indicated inflation continued to moderate, although not yet all the way to the U.S. Central Bank's 2% target. Shares of Alphabet, the Google parent, dropped 2.3% on a report that the U.S. Department of Justice is considering options that include breaking up the online search engine. Sushma, U.S. markets, we saw ended higher yesterday. And of course, that's also because on the back of the fact that the U.S. inflation data has, come in softer, U.S. inflation data, less than 3%. So, as I was just reading the story, and the markets are also expecting, analysts are also expecting, the U.S. Fed is going to start the rate cuts, do you think, as is widely anticipated from September?
Yes, I think there's no doubt that rate cuts are going to begin. But the only thing is that because the increase in inflation is perhaps, it is according to expectations, but they had thought it might go higher than expectations. So there is an expectation probably that the Fed will start with probably a 25 basis points cut initially, which is a little disappointing for the market because they were expecting 50 basis points initially. But so it's probably going to be a little slower than anticipated. The other issue, of course, is that the unemployment data was not as encouraging as it would have been, as it should have been. So that's another reason that the Fed is likely to go slow. But I think there's no doubt at all that the rate cut scenario is going to finally begin. So that is something that has been awaited for so long. And
like while we are talking about the U.S. Fed, hopefully, probably starting the rate cut cycle sometime next month. What about the RBI, our own central bank? We just had an MPC meeting earlier this month. And of course, the governor did not give any indication as to when the rate cut cycle is going to begin. But what is your expectation? Because CPI figures that we have come for, we have seen for July. It has moderated to 3.5%. WPI figures that have come out yesterday, again, 2.04%. What is your expectation?
Well, I think, the RBI is really going to take its own decision. Of course, all central banks would be having a look at the Fed. I mean, the Fed takes the lead. But the central bank would also be having a look at the fact that within the entire picture of headline inflation, you have food inflation still fairly high. So I think they may not take any steps till they are able to bring down this level of within this 3.5%, this overall figure, unless they're able to bring it down. So I think our Reserve Bank tends to be fairly cautious. And so I suspect that they might keep the status quo, but one doesn't know. It depends, a great deal depends on the food inflation figures, I think.
But then, when we talk about central banks, there's also the thing about, maintaining the interest rate parity.
Yes.
Because if one central bank, either raises or cuts the interest rate, then it obviously has an effect on investment also.
Yes, of course, of course. That's why I said the Fed takes the lead and everyone watches the Fed. And, you know, there is a cascading effect with other central banks. But of course, the RBI has to also take into account domestic conditions. So, you know, it's difficult to say because they will have to take a view, as I said, on the domestic scenario, as well as what you rightly said, parity with other global banks, especially the Federal Reserve. So it's very difficult to say, but I think they would like to keep a watch on food inflation because they have made certain statements on those lines recently.
वैसे जिस तरह की खबरें US और UK से आ रही हैं उनके बीच में RBI ने एक बैलेंस वाला स्टेटमेंट ये दिया था कि हम सारी चीजों को ऑब्जर्व करते रहेंगे, देखते रहेंगे, ना कोई होप दी, ना कोई निराशा दी, बस एक बैलेंस बना के रखा हुआ है.
बैलेंस, बिल्कुल बिल्कुल. हमारा RBI, जैसे मैंने कहा, बहुत कॉशियस है.
जी.
Moving on to commodities, global crude oil prices ticked up today as optimism built that potential US interest rate cuts will boost economic activity and fuel consumption, but concerns over slower global demand curbed gains. Brent crude oil prices were up 51 cents or 0.6% at $80.27 a barrel. US crude also gained 47 cents or 0.6% to $77.45 per barrel. Both benchmarks fell more than 1% on Wednesday after U.S. crude inventories rose unexpectedly. U.S. consumer prices rose moderately in July and the annual increase in inflation slowed to below 3% for the first time in nearly 3.5 years. Investors' worries over Iran's potential response to the killing of the leader of the Palestinian group Hamas last month supported prices. Three senior Iranian officials have said that only a ceasefire deal in Gaza would hold Iran back from direct retaliation against Israel for the assassination. However, oil inventory gains raised concerns of weaker demand. U.S. crude oil stockpiles rose by 1.4 million barrels in the week ended August 9th, compared with estimates for a 2.2 million barrel draw, building for the first time since late June. China's factory output growth slowed in July while refinery output fell for a fourth month, underscoring the country's spotty economic recovery, also limiting the market's upside. Sushma, what would you say about the global crude oil prices? Prices have picked up, but we've seen that the latest figures that are coming out on the global front also, the recovery is slow. China, which is the factory of the world, there also we are seeing slowing growth.
I think the bottom line here, as far as India is concerned, from India's perspective, I mean, the movement of the markets over the last 1 or 2 months is very, very satisfactory from the Indian point of view, because we had been worried because of the conflict in Gaza, because of various other factors. The fact that, in fact, about 2 or 3 months ago, there had been expectations that China's economic recovery was better and then demand would pick up, and there was estimates by OPEC, cutting of output by OPEC. So all that has not happened. Over the last 3 months, I mean, we are having a price range of $79 to probably at the maximum $82. And this is something, a level that India can bear. India is, after all, we import over 85% of our crude oil. And so we have to keep a very close watch on it. This is a price that is sustainable for India. I haven't checked the Indian crude basket. It is probably slightly low, even lower than this. So that's number one from the India perspective. The other thing is that the situation in West Asia remains volatile.
Yes.
This is an issue that nobody has any control over. And in case something happens there, then of course, all other factors go out the window and you will have an impact on oil prices. The third thing is what you talked about, that is, China is a very important factor. China's economic recovery, about 3 or 4 months ago, people were saying, well, it's picking up.
Yes.
It's not looking as bad as it thought. But now, once again, the pace of activity in industrial activity in China is not as good as expected. I mean, it's here the data says its output growth slowed in July.
Bilkul.
And this is a factor which has kept the markets अंडर कंट्रोल।
और अब श्रोताओं को बता दें, घरेलू सराफा बाजार आज अवकाश के चलते बंद रहे। अमरीकी मुद्रास्फीति के आंकड़े ये संकेत देते हैं कि फेडरल रिजर्व अगले महीने ब्याज दरों में कटौती कर सकता है और वैश्विक सोने की कीमतों में इस बीच आज उछाल देखने को मिला। सोना 0.5% बढ़कर $2,460 और 38 सेंट प्रति औंस पर रहा, जो कि पिछले महीने के रिकॉर्ड स्तर से $23 कम है। ब्याज दरों के कम होने से ये कीमती धातु निवेश के लिए आकर्षक बनी हुई है। वहीं चांदी 2% की तेजी के साथ $28.15 प्रति औंस पर पहुंच गई है। सुषमा जी, मार्केट मंत्रा में आने के लिए और हमारे साथ चर्चा के लिए आपका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया।
थैंक यू।
And before we close, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes on making India a global leader in manufacturing semiconductor production. Domestic markets close today due to holiday, but Asian markets end higher. And Brent crude oil price hover around $80 amid demand concerns and U.S. rate cut optimism. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra for now. Goodbye. Namaskar. Market Mantra. Market Mantra.